In the bedroom, it was going to be a joy to see Bailey receive his cookies. I said, "By the way, Bailey, Mrs. Flowers sent you some tea cookies." My grandmother shouted, "What did you say, sister? You sister, what did you say?" Hot anger was crackling in her voice. Bailey said, "She said Mrs. Flowers sent me some. I ain't talking to you, Jew." I heard the heavy feet walk across the floor toward our bedroom. "Sister, you heard me. What's that you said?" She swelled to fill the doorway. Bailey said, "Mama?" His pacifying voice. "Mama, she..." "You shut up, Jew. I'm talking to your sister." I didn't know what sacred cow I had bumped, but it was better to find out than to hang like a thread over an open fire. I repeated, "I said, Bailey, by the way, Mrs. Flowers sent you..." "That's what I thought you said. Go on and take off your dress. I'm going to get a switch." At first, I thought she was playing. Maybe some heavy joke that would end with, "You sure she didn't send me something?" But in a minute, she was back in the room with a long, ropey peach tree switch, the juice smelling bitter at having been torn loose. She said, "Get down on your knees, Bailey Jr. You come on, too." The three of us knelt as she began. "Our Father, you know the tribulations of your humble servant. I have, with your help, raised two grown boys. Many's the day I thought I wouldn't be able to go on, but you gave me the strength to see my way clear. Now, Lord, look down on this heavy heart today. I'm trying to raise my son's children in the way they should go, but, oh, Lord, the devil tried to hinder me on every hand. I never thought I'd hear cursing under this roof, what I try to keep dedicated to the glorification of God, and cursing out of the mouths of babes. But you said in the last days, brother would turn against brother, and children against their parents, that there would be a gnashing of teeth and a rending of flesh. Father, forgive this child, I beg you, on bended knee." I was crying loudly now. Mama's voice had risen to a shouting pitch, and I knew that whatever wrong I had committed was extremely serious. She had even left the store untended to take up my case with God. When she finished, we were all crying. She pulled me to her with one hand and hit me only a few times with the switch. The shock of my sin and the emotional release of her prayer had exhausted her. Mama wouldn't talk right then, but later in the evening I found that my violation lay in using the phrase, "by the way." Mama explained that Jesus was the way, the truth, and the light, and anyone who says "by the way" is really saying "by Jesus" or "by God," and the Lord's name would not be taken in vain in her house. When Bailey tried to interpret the words with, "White folks use by the way to mean, while we're on the subject," Mama reminded us that white folks' mouths were most in general loose, and their words were an abomination before Christ.